Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. Very soon, oh how nice. That's what we are waiting for. Are you already blessed by the songs which we heard? Praise and thanks. I would like to greet all of you very warmly in the name of the Lord. And also all brothers and sisters who are joining us online, worldwide. I wish you together a blessed new year. May the Lord bless His people in this year in a very special way. We have the hope that He will do it, because His coming is very, very near. May the Lord bless us also tonight through His Word speaking to us, preparing us, making us ready for His appearing. For a start, let us sing two songs. We start with hymn number four, There is Power in the Blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? Number four. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you over evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter than snow? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin's stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. This is power. also tonight there is power in the blood. Let us sing as the second hymn, hymn number 5. What a friend we have in Jesus. Number 5. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Thank you. Praise and thanks. He is everything to us. King, priest, and prophet. And he is here tonight because he promised it. And we believe every promise. We are grateful to God for this first meeting of this kind in this year. We are happy that you have come to hear what the Spirit has to say unto us tonight. To hear His word, to believe it, and to do accordingly. He carried us through the past year. He blessed us, and we are convinced that also in this year He will bless us beyond asking and understanding. Do you believe it? I trust, because the Lord is faithful in all His doings. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us a word from the scripture, from Romans chapter 15. I ask you to stand up. Whoever can, please stand up. Romans chapter 15, from verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now, the God of patience and consolation, grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also read verse 13. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now I ask Brother Schmidt to come. Great God, Father of grace and righteousness, you who carried us until this day, you have given us the grace, you have revealed your word, you revealed yourself in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, O God, for everything you have done for us. As already said, I repeat, you carried us through the past year. And so we ask you, Lord, as we crossed this new, as we crossed into this new year, bless your worshiping people worldwide, in all the countries, in all languages, in all colors, on all the continents. We thank you that you have spoken to us, and we know that your word says it. We are living in a time in which everything is happening, what you foretold. And your word says, when you see all these things coming to pass, lift up your heads and rejoice that your redemption is drawing near. Lord, I thank you. Please bless us also tonight at this place, each one of us, great and little, and let us praise you, the living and true God, the only God, besides whom there is no other. Lord, we thank you that you revealed yourself to us. Please continue to help us to receive your word, to live out your word. And we ask you also for one thing. Keep it. Keep the word. And keep us in the word, so that we always do and line up according to your word. Because in your word, you didn't forget anything. Everything what helps us, you left unto us. So we ask you for your blessing. And we also ask you, please bless the lips through which you will speak. Lord, we want to hear. And we want to praise your name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we have greetings. I brought greetings from the East, greetings from brothers and sisters Geretsky from the Ukraine, Saidov, Uzbekistan, brethren Kier from the Ukraine, from Russia, from Yetsk, and brothers and sisters from Middle Asia. Yes. Brethren, let us sing a couple of choruses. We start It starts with page 40. In this first meeting of the year, let us start with chorus number one. They come from the east and west. We come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. We come from the east and west. Number three, oh, I want to see him. Sweep over my soul. Number six. Also today, many brethren are greeting us via email, sometimes they phoned. We tried to get everything together and we hope we don't forget anyone from Brazil. Greetings from Brother João. Then also Marcos André from the north of Brazil, many greetings from other corners of the country. Then we have greetings from Haiti, from Brother Luisius, from Cuba, Brother Ivan from the USA, Brother Moses Young from Canada, the whole family Ellis, from India, Brother Gunter is greeting us, likewise Brother Joel from New Zealand, Brother Anderson and Sister Anderson. Then from Russia, we have heard the greetings mostly, but there was another one from Bashkiria, from Brother Alexander. Then from Armenia, from Sister Ripsime. From Turkey, from Brother Kasadi, from Israel, from Brother Grazian, from Romania, the church from Brother Christian, then the two greetings from Hungary, Brother Feri and Brother Laos, from Serbia, Brother Shinishar. Then we come from Middle Europe, North of Europe, from Finland, the brethren Holviti, Sister Holviti are greeting us, from Germany, Sister Christine, from France, Brother Gimao, from Italy, Brother and Sister Gianfranco, Michea and Anna Paula, from Burkina Faso, Brother Salifu from Rwanda, Brother Chauffeur from the Ivory Coast, three greetings from the church, from Yamoussoukro, then from Brother Richer and Brother Esmel from Burundi, Brother Martin from Zambia, Brother Paul and Brother Kaniki from Kenya, our Brother Nyagi from Zimbabwe, three greetings from Brother Chovava, Brother Ernesto and Brother Mosavi from Mozambique, Brother Lue, and from Uganda, Brother Shalom, Brother Eleteur and Brother Isaac from the two Congos, the brethren Kabundi, Kanku, Lomboto, Buddha, Solomon, Felix, Minga, and Alberto, and from South Africa, the brothers and sisters, the brethren, Teva, Zulu, Aaron, Justin, Philemon, Motika, Benjamin, and Brother Laurent. Then we have greetings via the phone. From Portugal, Brother Oleg phoned and sends greetings. From Switzerland, Brother Baumgartner. Then greetings from Germany, from Brother Müller, from Burkina Faso. Also Brother Parey is greeting us. Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi. Brother Hervé from Lyon. Brother Cecil from Pretoria. Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Ngonga, and finally, from Brother Deo from Kigali. May the Lord bless us richly, all who have sent greetings, all who are joining us, and also us who we are sitting here. We are all depend on the same blessing and the same preparation. Let us sing a chorus number 2, and then Brother Frank is coming. I love him, I love him. Number 2. Love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Once again in English. Thanks be to the Lord that we can come together in such an undisturbed way to hear the precious and holy Word of God and to experience our personal experiences of salvation with our God. I also would like to welcome all of you very warmly. Also today, especially our precious brother Michael and also sister Michael has come with him. May God bless you in a very special way. Brother Michael, he brought a good report of that, what God is doing in the Islamic countries. Just so wonderful that the Lord calls out from all peoples, tongues and nations. Then Brother Claudio Miskis gave also a very good report of that, what God is doing in Brazil through the TV and radio programs. To the Lord be the thanks for all the open doors, for all the open hearts, and also all the other brothers. They gave good reports of that, what God is doing right now. Brother Miro also gave a good report. Yes. Whoever experiences something can also report of that, what God is doing. Then we have a brother in our midst for the first time from Benin, Brother Charles. Perhaps he stands up so that all can see him. Where are you, Brother Charles? God bless you. Who else is here today for the first time in our midst? Just feel at home. We are, of course, gathered internationally. May God bless. May God bless. Especially our friends from the Iran. God bless you in a very special way. And also all who have come to translate, Brother Etienne Genton, Brother Jean Lambert, Said from Hamburg, Brother Erwin Pacheco. I got old. May the Lord God bless really all the translators. It's just necessary that it's being translated into all the languages so that all can listen and hear and can have part, can be acquainted with that, what God is doing in our time and what He is still continuing to do. Then we have from Brother Tati, we received a report how many equipments we contributed to finance so that all the people can hear and listen. Here we have the number. 675 equipments were bought all over, so that all who are not able themselves to purchase the equipments, so that we could help, and so that all can hear the word of the Lord in our time. We are, of course, looking back to many years, and in this year, it will be 55 years since the Lord has taken home His servant and prophet. And the year 50 means Pentecost. And Pentecost means Pentecost, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, every 50th year was a year of Jubilee. A year of Jubilee. All who were in debt, they were set free. They could go and they could return wherever they originally belonged. And our Lord, 40 days, He spoke with His disciples after His resurrection. He spoke about the kingdom of God. And then another 10 days were there. And altogether, it were 50 days. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. What really touches me in a special way, brothers and sisters, is the fact that the Lord has revealed Himself in our time in the same way as already in the Old Testament. And to it, I would like to read three scriptures from the Old Testament so that you know that from the cloud, on the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire is written in the Old Testament. It's reported. And that the Lord, 40 years, He was with the people of Israel. And in the pillar of cloud, He was with them on the day And in the pillar of fire, he was with them at night. And that our beloved brother Branham found the grace in the sight of God, that the Lord revealed himself in the cloud and also in the pillar of fire. And as it is reported in Exodus chapter 13, it's written, Exodus chapter 13 from verse 21. Exodus 13 verse 21 and 22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night, day and night, that they could walk. Then, verse 22, he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. They went out, Exodus, just as God promised to Abraham after 400 years. I will lead you out. Then once again, in Exodus chapter 40, here we read Exodus, chapter 40 doesn't exist. As Moses completed the whole work, the cloud unveiled the tabernacle. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. So on the day in the cloud and at night in the pillar of fire, throughout all their journeys. Just very mighty. What we read here. And then the psalm writer emphasized it in Psalms 78, verse 14. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. Brothers and sisters, we all know what happened in January, on the 20th of January, 1950, when in a large meeting in Houston, Texas, the supernatural glory of God descended, and the Lord appeared above Brother Branham in the pillar of fire. Brother Branham just said the words, I don't need to testify of myself. He who sent me will testify. And thus it took place. And before the opening of the seals on the 28th of February 1963, the supernatural cloud, as Brother Branham has seen it in advance, and he got it revealed beforehand, that in connection with the opening of the seven seals, it would take place that the seven angels would appear in this supernatural cloud. And that's how it happened. And Brother Branham, he could say, the seventh angel in this constellation, it was him who spoke to me, return to Jeffersonville, for the seven seals will be opened. Brothers and sisters, we are living in a period of time in which Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. Today, I brought with me from the beginning of the New Testament, according to the Gospel of Luke, now just briefly now, what happened at that time. It started in a supernatural way, be it the visit of Gabriel with Zacharias in the temple, announcing the birth of John the Baptist, whether it was the visit of the angel Gabriel with Mary to announce the birth of the Son of God. From the very beginning, we are reading and we are finding the confirmation that the promises and prophecies which were foretold and announced in the Old Testament, that they found their fulfillment. You can all read it up. I wrote down the scriptures. Luke chapter 2 from verse 9 up to 11. Just very, very wonderful. And then verse 10, Luke 2, verse 10, and the angel said unto them, what is important to me, brothers and sisters, is that the supernatural happens when God fulfills promises here on earth. Just as it was with Moses, the Lord appeared in the burning bush, and Moses had to take off his shoes because the ground which he was standing upon was sanctified by the presence of the Almighty God who came down in the fire. And we see how wonderful the leadings were also in the New Testament. And thanks be to God that everything could be reported in a precise way, when it happened, where it happened, and how it happened, because it was reality. No one needed to interpret. Everything was crystal clearly said, and it was left unto us as a testimony, written down in writing, so that we can believe the things what God did in our time in a supernatural way, and especially in the ministry of Brother Branham. Then we have it here in Luke chapter 2 from verse 26 up to 32, the mighty report of that what happened with Simon. Verse 26, we read, And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And then, brothers and sisters, that what was revealed to him by the Spirit of God, we read then in verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple, driven by the Spirit, revealed by the Spirit what would take place. And in the moment of the happening, he was led by the Spirit at the same time in the hour when the fulfillment was about to happen. The Holy Spirit leads into the fulfillment of that what he revealed unto us. And then he, of course, could say, once again, 27, Luke 2, 27 again, and he came led by the Spirit into the temple. We all know the story. He right went in. He took the child into his arms. And what did he say? Here it's written. Let us read it. Verse 28. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, as you promised him. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Then, verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Also, this is very wonderful, brothers and sisters. Both from the very beginning was in the plan of salvation, what was ordained for Israel and what was ordained for the people. Let me say it clearly. Whoever is a friend of Israel cannot be an enemy of the other people. Whoever is a friend of Israel is also a friend of the Arabs and of all the neighbors. With God, there's no enmity. The enmity is abolished. And if you look precisely to it, Israel has never threatened any nation, never. The enmity always is on the other side. Never. In a true child of God, never. Let me say it clearly. By the grace of God, we recognize what the Lord wanted to do with Israel. But from the very beginning, the nations were included in the plan of salvation of God. And this is most surely the reason that all peoples and tongues, regardless of all the religions and traditions and views, and in the past 55 years, my first journey was already in 1964 to India. And if you then look back, be it Hinduism, Shintoism, or whatever religion, doesn't matter what kind of country, everywhere God has his people who believe him. And I think here, especially to Egypt, on Egypt, there was never such a hospitality as in Egypt. God really calls out from all peoples and tongues. Of course, our task is to preach the word. And I want to say it, and I hope that all understand it the right way. Although, for instance, when we preach the word, and when we make no compromises, perhaps I want to show it to you now. Many years ago, I also preached in Indonesia. And if we listen to the news correctly, it was not about Australia, not about Iran, but also about Jakarta and Indonesia, it was spoken. There the water level is rising. In one country, there's the fire, and in the other country, is fire, earthquakes, famines, and so forth. But here's the point. I never made compromises, but I never insulted other leaders of religions. But today, it's on my heart to show you two Bibles. One Bible and another Bible. In this Bible, from Genesis 1, it's written the word Allah more than 4,000 times. And in this Bible, also printed in Jakarta, not a single time is written the word Allah, but always Elohim. It was led by the Lord in such a way. When the translator always, when I said God, then the interpreter said Allah. Really, I got enough of it. And I said, listen, stop it. Because 4,630 years passed since Adam, before the word Allah was heard. 4,632 years passed in which no one ever heard of an Allah. And because therefore it was my duty to say, it cannot go on like this anymore. And then God gave grace that we could go to the university, and God has given grace that the International Bible Society was ready to print the Bible anew in the country in Indonesia, wherever the word Elohim was written. God has really given grace in all people's tongues and nations, so that we insult no one, and all religions can believe what they like. But we believe what God has said in his holy and precious word, and the full and perfect agreement of the Old and New Testament is just so powerful. And for this, we are very grateful to our Lord God. I just came to this point because the city Jakarta was just now in the news. Now, back to Luke. Luke chapter 4. Here our Lord speaks. He received the book and he reads from the book. Luke chapter 4 from verse 17. There it's written. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, Isaiah, and again Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what's all about also today. That we proclaim an acceptable year of the Lord, proclaiming it, that the captives are set free, that the captives are coming out, that the blind receive their sight, that God gives a year of jubilee by grace, giving it to us, so that we not just hear the words, but that we experience it by his grace, what is written and what the Lord has given also to us by his grace. Now, verse 21, it is written, and he began to say unto them, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Brothers and sisters, that's what's all about. From the first chapter of the New Testament, fulfillment, fulfillment, fulfillment of Bible prophecies. And when the Bible studiers, if they counted correctly, then at the first coming of Christ, 109 prophecies were fulfilled. Everything was foretold from his birth, from his ministry, from his suffering, from his being buried, from his death, from his resurrection, from his ascension. Everything was foretold. And we find it in the New Testament 100% confirmed that the Old Testament prophecies have found their fulfillment. Just so wonderful that we have these testimonies in the Holy Scripture. Then we come to the main point, promises. We've heard of Simon. We read, as you promised him by the Holy Spirit. First the promise, then the fulfillment. And let me say it clearly, dear brothers and sisters, as sure as the Lord God has given us the promises for this time, revealing them to us by the Holy Spirit, so sure the Holy Spirit will lead us so that we are part of it when the fulfillment of the promises are coming. As it was then, so it will be also now in our time. God himself became a surety for it, because in all the promises of God is in him the yes, and in him the amen. Let us read it from Hebrews, chapter 10, Hebrews, chapter 10, Hebrews 10, verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Just very powerful. He has perfected forever them that are sanctified. We believe with all our hearts and with all our souls that our Lord has accomplished a perfect work of redemption, perfect forgiveness on the cross of Calvary. He accomplished the perfect deed of salvation of our God. And by the blood, we are redeemed and justified by His grace. Then we read on in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Also, this is very important. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done in my life. You will be done as you have foretold it in your word. Then in James chapter 5, we have the promise. James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, and unto the return of the Lord. And if we look to the signs of the times, brothers and sisters, then we can really say the return of the Lord is so near. And already Brother Branham, at that time, he said, I see nothing what should still be fulfilled. Everything is already fulfilled, he said. What shall we say today? And we see the preparations. We will not go here into details in the Middle East, but everything points that Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39 will be fulfilled very soon, and that all the preparations are really happening speedily. Now back to James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, taking your stand, take your stand in every situation, whatever comes along your way, just being grounded on the rock of salvation, not built upon sand, but built upon our Redeemer and Lord, who of course is our foundation. Then we read verse 8. Be ye also patient. James 5, verse 8. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord has come near. Just so mighty, brothers and sisters, that the Lord already at that time, the apostles, by the Spirit he was leading his apostles to write down everything what is necessary for our time. We can comfort one another. We can edify one another with his words. Be patient, persevere unto the coming of the Lord. And then we go straight to 1 Peter, chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith, kept by the power of God through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. All the scriptures which are written down for us who are living in this time, written down for us. And today we can say, as Simon, this day, this scripture, all these scriptures are being fulfilled before our very eyes. And we see and experience this fulfillment very personally. Let us read it once again. Verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Yes, we have reached the end time, the end of the end time. Let us read it once again. All these scriptures are written down for us. 2,000 years ago, they were written down for us, so that we, as at the beginning of the New Testament, we can experience the supernatural working of God personally. And by the Holy Spirit, we got the promises revealed. And by the Holy Spirit, we are led into the fulfillment of that what God promised for us. And as sure as He has given us the promises, so sure He will also fulfill them. Then, verse 18, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, we read, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Not with gold and silver, but by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Also this, dear brothers and sisters, we time and again, we emphasized it. Because the original sin happened in the Garden of Eden by begetting in the body of flesh and blood. And the life of the body is in the blood. That's how it is written in Leviticus in chapter 17. The life of the body is in the blood. In the blood was the divine life, in the blood of our beloved Lord and Savior. And because the sin happened in the body of flesh and blood, therefore our Lord and Savior had to come to shed His precious and holy blood here in this body of flesh and blood. He had to give the sacrifice for us who we are in the body of flesh and blood. But in the same way, we know whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and only what is born of the Spirit, this is spirit. Therefore, we must be born of God by the Spirit and by the Word of God. In verse 19, we read, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot, so that we can be without blemish and without spot appearing before our God. Therefore, the Lamb of God has given its life for us, so that we can become like Him. Therefore, He became like us in the body of flesh and blood, and He purchased us, brought us the perfect redemption and forgiveness. Now, just another scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, namely by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Brothers and sisters, precious friends, all we are here today, and all who are joining us, listening worldwide, is this our testimony? Did we really experience it personally? Let us read it once again. For ye are being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. The seed is the word of God, but of incorruptible by the word of God. Being born again by the Spirit unto a living hope. Brothers and sisters, this is my experience, and this is our all experience by grace. That we experienced a true conversion, a renewing, a new birth, that the new divine life has entered into us, that we can say, I'm crucified with Christ, I died with Him, I was buried with Him, and I rose with Him unto a new life. Brothers and sisters, it's just so important. And it must be preached. It must be said. Only he who received eternal life by the faith in Jesus Christ can and will live eternally. Eternal life is a divine reality, as the earthly birth, the natural birth, is a reality. At the beginning, it's a seed, and at the birth, it's a creation. At the beginning, it's a seed. At the birth, it's a creation. That's how it is with us. The Word of God is the seed. But when the new birth takes place, then we are a new creation. A new creation by the grace of God. Can you explain a natural birth? Can you explain how such a little seed can create a whole human being? Can somebody explain this in the natural? So little seed. Please pardon me now. Pardon me. Such a little seed, which one can lay in a spoon, and then comes a baby, and then comes the youth, and then comes. In the seed, everything is in it, everything. The feet, the head, everything is in this seed. And by the birth, it's manifested that the begetting took place. In the same way, it is with the Word of God and with our
personal experience of salvation. Firstly, the seed, the precious and holy word of God. And then comes the Holy Spirit upon the seed. And the begetting takes place. And when the time has come, the new birth takes place. And with God, all things are possible. Also today, brothers and sisters, we can experience God. We can experience our conversion, our deliverance. We can really experience everything by His grace, because the blood of the Lamb is still on the mercy seat. Then we read on. 1 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, redeemed, healed, delivered. Everything took place on the cross of Calvary. And this we may say and proclaim by grace. Now, another scripture from 2 Peter, chapter 3. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Brothers and sisters, let us also say this once again. Since 1933, and this year I can remember quite well, it's my year of birth. It's 86 years ago, 86 years past, when Brother Branham received the commission to bring the message which would forerun the second coming of Christ, which would then be carried into all the world. All these years have come and gone. Who of us would have thought in 1966, when the burial of this great man of God took place, who of us would have thought that so many years would still pass? But let us say it freely and openly, because of them who are still be added until this day, because the number is not yet full. The Lord is still waiting until the last ones are being called out and are experiencing their preparation by His grace. The Lord will come at His appointed time, and we believe it will happen in our time. It will happen in our time. Because thus the Lord foretold it. When you see these things coming to pass, then you know that it is near, even at the door. And it can happen at any moment. Then we have here, in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, First Peter 3, verse 14. But, it must be 2 Peter, probably. 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3, verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. 2 Peter 3, verse 14. Amen. And I believe that also today, great things are happening in our midst, and also worldwide, great things are happening. That all who are now believing with all their heart that the blood of the new covenant is still in the most holy place on the mercy seat, and that all can still come, making their personal experiences of salvation, experiencing their deliverance of all the bondages. Every bondage is, of course, like a slavery. People are enslaved, and they have to do what they actually don't like to do. And therefore the Lord said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to set the captives free. Those who are bound cannot deliver themselves. They have to be delivered. Should some be still, brothers and sisters, be in our midst who need prayer, just feel free. We are here to also pray for you. Then we have the two scriptures. The one from 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Such scriptures are really touching our hearts. It's of course clear and true. Lest any of you turns out to be left behind. Also this, I once again want to say here. As sure as the Lord showed me the wheat field and the brand new combine, and as sure as we only sowed wheat and no tares in all the 70 years, not a single time we preached a heresy, not a single time we left the narrow way, not a single time we were tares. Many trials, the hardest trials which you can imagine, I had to go through. But to the Lord be the thanks. He has kept his promise. I will be with you. Even you go through the water, even you go through the fire, I will be with you. And that's how it took place, really. And then, the wonderful word, and we all shall take it to heart, from Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and here we read verse 12. Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered outside the gate. This scripture, did it stand out to you, this scripture, once, that sanctification is in connection with the blood. Redemption, forgiveness. Everything is in connection with the blood. But here, the kernel is mentioned. Brothers and sisters, it really touched my heart in such a way. Our Lord, of course, said, I sanctify myself for them so that they are also sanctified. And he said, the word which I have spoken to you, yes, in the word of truth, we are sanctified. But here, the sanctification is rightly connected with the work of redemption, that through the blood we were redeemed and delivered, experiencing God by His grace. That already in the blood we are cleansed and sanctified, becoming His own possession for all eternity. I don't know what it means for you, but it really touched me very much. When we read, in Him we have the redemption through the blood, and all the other scriptures of redemption, forgiveness, reconciliation, and grace, and salvation, and so forth. But the sanctification is in connection with the shed blood of the Lamb of God. It shows us that on the cross of Calvary, everything took place. What has to happen with us? Let us read this mighty verse once again. Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood. Hallelujah. Thanks be to you, beloved Lord. Thanks be to you. Not our own sanctification. Not being pious. But on the deep inside, penetrated by the sanctification of God, by the holiness of the Word of God. Wherefore, He also, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people of God with His own blood, He suffered outside the gate. And on the cross of Calvary, it's really, everything took place so that we can appear without spot, without wrinkle. We can appear before our Lord. Redemption, forgiveness, deliverance, healing, just completion by the cross, by the blood of the new covenant. And you all know, I said it here recently, thanks be to the Lord for the blood of the new covenant, for the promises which He has given unto us by His grace. Let us summarize in closing. As at the beginning, the supernatural took place, and the Holy Scripture was shown in its fulfillment, the prophecies. So it also happens in our time. How often we can say, this day, this scripture, this scripture, this scripture, today, Bible prophecies are being fulfilled before our eyes. Let us also say it once again, as our Lord emphasized it. When you see that these things are coming to pass, let me just mention it also here with Isaiah 30, verse 26, that when the Lord makes the damage well again with His people Israel, when He bindeth up the breach, then the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. And this is happening. It's happening. And no one will stop it. No demonstration. No program. Everything will take its course, as it is written. For the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, the wound from all the countries of the earth. They returned home. We will write it in the circular letter. We will write it. How many scriptures are being fulfilled and are in its fulfillment right now? May the Lord God really use this day that we are strengthened in the faith, that we take the matter seriously, and that we make our personal experiences of salvation with our Lord, that we just know He spoke to me personally today. I am meant today. If you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Today He calls all, He calls to all of us, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest for your souls. Today the Lord wanted to say to us and show us everything what was revealed to us by the Spirit about the Bible prophecies. When the moment of the fulfillment comes, then we will be there, led by the Spirit, where the fulfillment took place. That's how it was with Simon. That's how it was with John the Baptist. He testified, He who sent me to baptize with water, He told me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending, it is Him who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Instructions, fulfillment of Bible prophecies at the first coming of Christ. The fulfillment of Bible prophecies. And now, right at the end, in connection with the return of Jesus Christ. And by grace, we may hear and carry the true, crystal clear word message. And all who are of God will receive it and hear it. Let us say it once again. Receive the seed in you. For everything else, God will take care of. As with Mary, she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me just as you said. In the same way, we may say, as we are, so we are also coming to you, Lord. And we know, just as He promised it, just as He said it, so also it will happen with all of us. Up to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are all making ourselves ready, and we know it will happen just as it is written. We call out to one another, Maranatha. May the blessing of the Almighty God come upon all of us, and may the Spirit of God work in a mighty way in all of us. Read this verse once again at home, that our Lord, outside the gate He suffered, that through His blood He sanctified us. Through the Word, through the Spirit, and through the blood. A perfect sanctification in all the realms, in all the areas. For this God took care. Because without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. May it happen in you, in me, in all of us, worldwide. That we experience the salvation, the conversion, salvation, healing, and everything. And also the perfect sanctification. Sanctify them in thy word. Thy word is the truth. Please, don't forget it. Sanctification by the blood can only happen in them who received the word of the seed. The word and the Spirit and the blood. That's how it is written in 1 John chapter 5, in verse 7, the Spirit, water and blood. And we thank our Lord for all the words of the Scripture. And for that, that we are still living in the time of grace, consecrating our lives to Him in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. I don't know whether the two sisters have a song. Perhaps we sing, "Just as I am." Not my power, but only you alone. Let us sing. As our heads are bowed, or if you just want to sing, sing us a song. I hope that all can tune in.
It's
coming. Remember His word. Watch. Watch. He redeemed. Watch always. At every time. Every hour, at every place, watch, the Lord is coming soon. Lord, we want to be ready. We want to be diligently praying and watching until you appear, until we see you, and until we meet you in the air.
Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt.
The bridegroom is coming.
Ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt.
Wird be faithful, be faithful to
der until the end. Wachet der Herr kommt.
Watch, watch, the Lord is coming soon.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
Lord, we want to be ready.
Eifrig sein, im Wachen und
be
im Flehen.
Diligently praying and watching.
Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen.
Until you appear.
Und
until
dir
we meet you.
Gehen.
Until we see you.
Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut.
The bridegroom is coming to fetch his bride,
schon im Vertrauen,
who is already engaged,
die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut,
who is waiting
wachet der Herr
every hour for his coming.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
We want to be ready.
Eifrig sein, im Wachen und im
Flehen. We want to be diligent. Praying. Watching. Until you appear. Until we see you. Until we meet you in the air.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
Lord, we want to be ready.
Eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen.
Diligently. Pray and watch until you appear, until we see you, until we meet you in the air.
Amen.
Amen. To the Lord be the thanks. God has given grace that we can hear His word, believing it. If some are in our midst who need prayer, that they make an experience with the Lord, we can sing the chorus, only believe, only believe. If you would like to come to the front, especially all the youth, consecrate your lives to the Lord. The world is promising everything to you. Perhaps the world is promising heaven to you, and you end up in hell. The world perishes with its lust. Whoever does the will of God remains forever. Whoever would like to come to the front while we are singing, please come while we pray. Only believe. Beloved, it is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's necessary that you are speaking out this sentence in prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you, please save me. Give me the full redemption. One has to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, not bypassing him. But he is the center, and therefore it's really written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Likewise, it is written, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Likewise, it's written, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Please, refer to the Holy Scripture. Be settled on the Holy Scripture. Call upon the name of the Lord. Now, we will just pray briefly. But please, all of you pray. Pray with all your heart for forgiveness. Everything what you would like to bring before the Lord in prayer. Say it, Lord Almighty God, we are coming together to you in the name of Jesus Christ. All, please pray all, call upon the name of the Lord. Dear Lord, I thank you. It's still salvation, redemption, grace, and salvation. You are present. You are present to save, to deliver, to heal. You are present to confirm your holy word. Beloved Lord, all have come to you, not to me. They have not come to us. And whoever comes to you, you will in no wise cast out. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved on the spot, not tomorrow, but here, today. Today you have heard his voice. Today you called upon the name of the Lord. Today we experience the redemption, the forgiveness, the grace, and the salvation. Today We have heard the word. Today we are coming to you, beloved Lord. Bless in all peoples and tongues all over the earth. Beloved Lord, may worldwide all are coming to you, experiencing their personal experiences of salvation with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive the redemption. We may preach forgiveness. We may preach, but our Lord forgiveth trespasses and does not remember the sin anymore. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory be unto our God from eternity to eternity. Hallelujah. Receive it. Accept it. Believe it. And thank the Lord. Thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Praise be to our God. And now just one word addressed to all of us. Let us today experience the full redemption, purification, renewing, new birth, sanctification, everything. Let us receive it by faith, accepting it with the assurance, with a certainty, going from this place, that as sure as the Lord our Savior has shed His blood, the blood of the new covenant, so sure your sins are forgiven, so sure you are reconciled with God, so sure you have received eternal life, and so sure the sanctification which happened already through the blood of the Lamb of God, it was guaranteed so that all the redeemed can experience their sanctification in the Word and in the will of God. To the Lord our God be the thanks for it. Today, great things took place. Today, the Lord spoke to us. Today, we are eyewitnesses that His word has not returned void, but that we received and accepted it. To Him, to our God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Now, God willing, tomorrow we will be again here. May the Lord really come to His right in all peoples and tongues and nations, blessing, calling out the last ones. May He return to take us home. Brothers and sisters, also this comes into my heart. As sure as I have seen the rapture, seeing the multitude dressed in shining white garments, so sure all who believe God now and all who receive and accept the word of promise, who got it revealed just by the Holy Spirit being led, and every fulfillment, they will be part of it. As Simon, as John the Baptist, as all the others were part of it. When Bible prophecies were fulfilled at that time, so sure we will also be part of it. When the last prophecies, the last promise will be fulfilled. And then we will be with the Lord at all times. Brother Tati, please come and thank with us. Brother Tati, just come and thank with us. Today, we will call somebody. Is Brother Tati in our midst? My Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Herr.
This is wonderful.
Dies ist wunderbar.
We are so thankful.
Wir sind so dankbar.
You have sanctified us.
Du hast uns geheiligt.
By your spirit.
Durch deinen Geist.
By your word.
Durch dein Wort.
And by your blood.
Und durch dein Blut.
We have the power.
Wir haben die Kraft.
Of Jesus Christ.
Jesu Christi.
The same power.
Dieselbe Kraft.
Who risen Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christus auferweckt.
Who made Jesus Christ.
Mit Jesus Christus.
Above in the heaven.
Und in Himmel.
At the right hand of God.
Und die rechte
the Gottes, same spirit
derselbe Geist,
came back
kam zurück
into the church.
In die Gemeinde.
He is the same.
Jesus sagte,
he is still speaking,
dass er den Sieg hat.
To the church.
Und in der Gemeinde ist.
Whoever has an ear,
wer ein Ohr hat,
church,
in der Gemeinde,
listen
der höre,
to what the spirit
der höre,
is still saying.
Was der Geist der Gemeinde
be blessed.
Wer seid gesegnet,
in this first international meeting
in Jesu Namen
worldwide
in der ganzen Welt.
Be blessed.
Seid gesegnet.
We thank you, Lord.
Wir danken dir, Herr,
for this ministry.
Für diesen Dienst.
Ordained by God.
Der von Gott bestimmt wurde.
Here in this place.
In diesem Ort.
You are speaking.
Du sprichst
to worldwide.
Weltweit.
We do believe it.
Wir glauben es.
This is from you.
Dies ist von dir.
And we receive it.
Und ich nehme es auf.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ich danke dir, Jesus.
You are still alive.
Du bist lebendig.
Bless worldwide.
Segne weltweit.
Bless your church.
Segne deine Gemeinde.
May this year.
Möge dies Jahr.
Be the jubilee year.
Dass du Jubeljahr sei.
You restore your church.
Dass alles wiedererstattet
wird. That all the gift of the Spirit.
Alle Gaben.
Be back in the church.
In der Gemeinde zurück.
All the ministers.
All die Dienste.
Be lighted up in the word of God.
Im Wort Gottes gegründet.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I say thank you.
Ich danke dir.
We love you.
Wir lieben dich.
Please.
Bitte.
Manifest yourself.
Tu deine Gegenwart.
Like in the beginning.
Wie am Anfang.
In the early church.
In der frühen Gemeinde.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Thank you.
Danke.
We love you.
Wir lieben dich.
Hear our voices.
Höre unsere Stimme.
Hear our supplications.
Wir kommen in Andacht.
I thank you.
Und ich danke dir.
You have heard.
Du hast gesehen.
You have blessed.
Du hast gesehen.
You are the same.
Du bist der selbe.
You do not change.
Du wandelst dich
your
nicht.
Word doesn't change.
Dein Wort wechselt sich nicht.
Almighty God.
Allmächtiger Gott.
Thank you.
Danke.
In the holy name.
Im heiligen Namen.
The name who is above all names.
Der Name über alle
the
Namen.
Holy name.
Der heilige Name.
Of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus
the risen. The victor.
Der Sieger.
Overcome the death.
Der Tod überwunden.
Hell.
Die Hölle.
Everything.
Alles überwunden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Sei gesegnet.
Amen.
Amen. I love him. I love him.
I love him. I love him. Let us sing.
I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Thanks be to the Lord. Please, parents, watch over your children that nobody runs around, that all is happening in peace and order, and God willing, we shall meet again tomorrow morning. To him, our beloved Lord, be the glory and the praise. Brothers and sisters, Do you notice that the Spirit of God is directly speaking to us? That He brings us up to date in this time? Oh, to the Lord be all the glory. Let us sing, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Praise, honor,